BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott Mills. I'm back with the podcast. Greg James is a machine. We catch up with him as he attempts a triathlon every day for sport relief, but we've called it a Gregathlon. Alice is on Real or No Real. One of our listeners has had her feet put on the internet, and Chris has a meltdown and decides he wants a song on Radio 1 that doesn't do requests.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Well, I've brought a storm with me, haven't I? What's the name? Imogen, is it?
Imogen's this one, yeah.
Hello, Imogen. Nice to see you sober.
It's nice to have you back. Cracking tan.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Teeth looking extra white.
Thank you. That's because of the tan. Went to America. I felt almost like an American yesterday because I was still there. I was in Miami when the countdown to the Super Bowl was on.
Awesome.
So good. I went to this thing outside and they were like, band playing. They're like, it's a Super Bowl party. I had to leave before the end because to catch my flight. But I just felt like this is cool. Loads of people like drinking beers, having a massive like hog roast and barbecue.
Yeah, I've never thought about it. It must be very different over there. I guess it's whole days of activities everyone like, getting right involved.
The build up is ridiculous for it. So it felt good to be part of that. I've only just seen the performances, though, because I was on the plane when it was happening.
Well, obviously, you're not bothered about the Super Bowl at all. You're bothered about the halftime show.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea about the game. Like most of the people that stayed up and watched it in this country last night. There were so many people that like stayed up late and like don't understand it. Mm. But I'm still watching it.
Especially when you get your snack game on point for it.
Yeah.
Because
totally.
It's tricky over here, isn't it, when you want to watch the Super Bowl or if you want to watch the halftime show, because you want to get all the snacks in, you want to treat it like a big party, but it is quite late at night.
It's very
late.
And
a Sunday.
And also, did you stay up for it?
I tried to.
You don't even understand it.
I do kind of.
Do you though?
Not massively, but I do think I could give it more of a go than you.
Oh yeah, 100%. And most of the people listening, I think.
I would have loved it if we could have done an alternative commentary for it.
Yeah.
That would have been decent.
What a shame I was away. Anyway, Beyonce obviously smashed it. Bruno Mars, amazing. Chris Martin, hello, can I come in please and sing with you? Hello. He was good though. They're good.
Yeah.
Aren't they? What else did I think? They've got a new Lady Gaga, I've noticed.
In what sense?
There's a new one. You know, every now and again they get a new one to be Lady Gaga. That's not the same person that was like the Lady Gaga 2 years ago.
You've said this before. This is your conspiracy theory that there is, in fact, 10 Lady Gagas.
No, I've said before that I think there's two. One to do all that, the fun stuff, and one to do the actual singing. But now, look, if you look at that video of her singing the anthem last night, that is not the same one as the one that was 2 years ago.
Do you know what?
Completely different person.
She looks more normal than the normal Lady Gaga.
Doesn't look the same. They've got a new one in.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know this week, Greg is taking on his Gregathlon, which is really quite incredible. And I heard it with Grimmy this morning. It's a lot to do, isn't it?
I couldn't do it.
I
don't even think with the training that I could do it.
It's actually an insane thing to take on. It's 5 triathlons in 5 days to raise as much money as possible for sport relief. Now, the reason Greg is doing this and what he's thinking about is he's taking on this very hard task is he went to Jordan a few weeks ago and experienced firsthand how some of the money raised by sport relief is used. So Greg travelled to Jordan to visit ordinary families who've been affected by the Syrian refugee crisis.
70 kilometres outside the capital city of Amman, Jordan, is Azraq, a refugee camp which is home to about 20,000 people. Now, this place is in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of the desert. It's very, very bleak. It's very grey. However, in the middle of this is an oasis of colour and fun and joy and hope.
Hello.
And that is a kindergarten. And I went there earlier today and chatted to some of the teachers. Asma, hello. Thank you for inviting me to the kindergarten. Tell me about the children that you get here. What are they like when they first arrive?
The kindergarten is a very, very nice place. It has taken the children from a very different atmosphere and a very different background and brought them to this very joyful place.
Hannah, lovely to meet you. Thank you for your time. What makes this place so special?
When they came here first time, they would feel fear. They think it's dangerous a place. They are crying all the time, crying. Maybe because they saw a lot of troubles, a lot of tragedies. Step by step, you can make them feel really safe.
I love the way Hannah talks about these children because they are children with personalities. They have dreams and aspirations and they have passions. And we can give these kids their childhood back. And that is why we're doing this. And that is why we need your help.
So as you heard there, half of the Syrian refugees are children. They feel afraid. They feel that they may be in danger and they're at risk of becoming ill, malnourished, abused, or exploited. It's so urgent that we can do our bit by supporting Greg on his Greyathlon this week to get them that shelter, like in the thing we just heard there, or to get them adequate food and warm clothes and shoes and blankets and heaters for them to keep warm. Half of the money raised is used to transform lives across the world's poorest communities from Sport Relief, and the other half of the money is used to make a difference right here in the UK.
It just feels like an opportunity, doesn't it, right now?
Really does. So to donate £3 to Sport Relief, let's all do this now. Let's get our phones out and we'll speak to Greg a bit later, because I know that these messages and the support that we're getting and the money that's coming in is keeping him going right now, because he's got a hard task ahead of him this week. So you text the word Greg to 70703. Just get out your phone. It'll cost you £3. I know we ask a lot of you, but the Radio 1 listeners famously are very, very generous when it comes to things like this. And Greg is putting his heart and soul and body and mind into this week. So if you can text the word Greg, G-R-E-G, to 70703, and that will donate £3. That's what it'll cost you, plus your standard network message charge, and 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. You must be 16 or over. Please ask the bill payer's permission. For full terms and conditions and more information, please go to bbc.co.uk/sportrelief. If you find it easier, you can also donate online via the Radio 1 homepage. This is urgent. The people there need our help right now. To donate £3 to Sport Relief, text the word Greg to 70703. If you're listening to this outside the UK, please do not text to donate to Sport Relief with Greg, because it probably won't work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1, who's that?
Hi, Scott, it's Alice.
Hey, Alice, you all right?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you.
How can I help you today?
Well, I've got a bit of a weird story for you, actually.
Oh, okay. I love a weird story.
Do you need help with your relationship?
No, not today, unfortunately. I'm all right.
Okay. Is it something to do with a friend?
It's not, actually. It's something to do with my toes.
With your what?
With my toes.
Oh, wow. You really do save these callers up for when I come back, don't you?
I don't know what's going on here. Okay, problem with toes. Is this something that should go towards the doctors, or is this something you'd like to continue with us?
No, I think I'm ready to continue it with you guys, actually.
If you do need, though, I did meet Dr. Pixie off of Embarrassing Bodies recently, and I do actually have her number on when I did a Channel 5 show called The Saturday Show. She was a guest. So is that what you're looking for?
No, I think it's you who can help me, not Dr. Pixie, unfortunately.
Scott's the most relevant person that you can think of for this.
All right, so what help do you need with your toes?
Well, basically, I was Googling my name the other day, as you do, and I found a website where someone had uploaded pictures of my webbed toes onto, and it's just really, really weird.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alice. That's a lot to take in there.
Okay, this is huge.
So one, you were Googling yourself. Let's face it, we've all done it.
Yeah, be honest.
Why were you Googling yourself? For any particular reason?
I had a graduate job interview, and I was looking for bylines for my name, and I was scrolling back, and I found on about page 3 of Google, and I was shocked.
What do you mean you were looking for bylines? What does that mean?
Oh, so I was looking for, it was a journalism graduate job interview I had, so I was looking for bylines of my names on stories that I've written and have been picked up by nationals.
Okay. Hang on, do you mean just so that you can see what employers would see if they Googled your name?
Well, yeah, I guess so, but also because it was a journalism job I was going for, I wanted to say, to give evidence of stories that had been published in nationals with my name on it.
I got you.
Yeah.
Although Googling yourself before a job interview is a very good idea.
Yeah, loads of people do that.
I've never thought of doing that because it's worth seeing what's out there about you. Because that's ultimately what they're going to do, isn't it? They're going to Google your name, see what they can find.
I'll tell you what, because of my Google results, if and when I finally leave Radio 1, I'm going to find it very hard to get another job.
Yeah, well, you think you're going to find it hard. What about me?
That's true.
Well, what about me with my toes now?
Oh, yeah, sorry. What's going on with your toes again?
So you've got webbed feet. That's on.
That's all right.
It's fine. I mean, my mum has it as well. My grandma had them. But all my housemates get really weirded out by it. But, you know, I think they're all right.
Did I hear you right when you said they've been uploaded to a website? And that's the problem here, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the issue. So, I clicked on this website. It was called WikiFeet. And it's a website dedicated to celebrities' feet. I'm not even a celebrity, but someone has decided to put my feet online, and it's just really, really freaky.
Hang on a second.
Why? WikiFeet.
Do you say WikiFeet?
Yeah, like Wikipedia, but WikiFeet.
Yeah, same. Okay, right, well, I'll have a quick look.
Okay.
So you didn't upload this picture yourself?
No, I didn't do it. I have no idea who uploaded them. I just found them. Like, someone, it doesn't say who's uploaded them, but some stranger has taken photos of my feet from a story I wrote, and uploaded them.
Oh, so you wrote a story about your feet?
Yes, yeah, so I wrote a story for The Tab, which is a student journalism publication. So I wrote a story about having webbed feet and living in Norwich. And that was about a year ago, actually. And so then someone has obviously found photos from that story and uploaded them to this website.
All right.
Okay, well, I'm on WikiFeet at the moment, mm-hmm. which you're right, is the collaborative celebrity feet website.
My feet are alongside Emma Watson's. I mean, there is no greater achievement than that.
Are they really?
Yeah, there are websites like, there are celebrity site Emma Watson on there. It also says that people who search my feet have also searched for Jennifer Aniston. So, you know, wow. I could whack that on my CV.
You are up there with some really good feet, aren't you?
I'm looking now. Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, I know.
Eva Longoria.
Exactly, I'm giving them a run for their money.
Ashton Kutcher.
Adele,
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. It's weird, but it's amazing.
Adele's feet are on there.
Yeah, on WikiFeet. Hang on, let me see if yours are on there. No, your feet aren't on there
no,
yet.
I wouldn't want to put my own feet on there.
Well, no, I don't know if you... But that's the point, isn't it? I don't think you upload your own feet. As a celebrity, you don't upload your own feet to WikiFeet. Can you imagine if you're a celebrity that uploaded your own feet to WikiFeet? I don't know how you've managed this, though, because it says on here you're meant to be listed on IMDb.
I know, me neither. So someone's obviously created this new character for me, so I don't even know if I'm on IMDb. It's crazy.
Well, who's been taking pictures of Adele's feet? You can hardly get a picture of Adele anywhere, let alone her feet.
They're on there.
I know, right?
So should Scott be offended by the fact he's not on WikiFeet?
Well, I mean, I would be if I was you. If I was a Radio 1 DJ, yeah. I'd be offended if my feet hadn't made it and mine has. So,
do you know, I'm absolutely fine with them not being on there, you know? I'm kind of obsessed with this, Alice. If you could wait there, do you mind? And we can chat more about your feet after this.
I'm fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are really not enjoying the feet convo over lunch. Yeah, we haven't really timed that very well, have we? Xanthi says, classic quality radio right there. We can talk about your feet more after this. Stay tuned. Some people are like, oh, I hate feet. This is my worst nightmare. Why would you have a website for feet? Some people like them. So we're chatting to student Alice, and she's recently found some pictures of her feet that have been uploaded on a website called WikiFeet, which is a site featuring celebrity feet pictures.
Just looking on this website, Scott. So with the celebrity feet, there's also a rating, right? So just looking at Adele's feet right now on WikiFeet. She's got 3 stars out of 5, brackets okay feet.
Okay.
She's got more than me. I've got 2.5.
You've got 2.5.
I know.
Do you want me to talk you through the rating system?
Yeah.
So if you rate someone 1 star, it's ugly feet. 2 stars, bad feet. 3 stars, okay feet. That's my favourite. 4, because it's so indifferent. Okay feet.
Okay feet.
4 stars, nice feet. And 5 stars, beautiful feet. Now, can I search then by rating to see what... Sue's got beautiful feet. Bear with me, caller. Sort by... Mm-hmm. Oh, I can... Now, this is interesting. So you can sort by... It's very well made, this. Sort by name, popularity, shoe size, nationality or site rating. So would you? What would you like to sort by? Because any of those I find quite intriguing. Would you like a certain nationality foot? Would you like a certain size foot?
I would like...
Would you like the most popular foot or would you like the site rating?
I'd like most popular foot.
Most popular foot,
please.
Okay. No worries at all. That's Emma Watson there.
Right.
Who's
not
got
surprised.
The most popular foot, followed by Selena Gomez and then Megan Fox. I mean, this is incredible, this.
I never knew about Wiki Feet till now.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Really is.
Is there a Wiki anything? Is there like a Wiki elbow? Or...
I don't know.
I don't know. A wiki ankle.
A wiki ankle.
Are you fine with your feet being on Wiki Feet?
I'm okay with it now. I was really weirded out at first, but now it's kind of just amusing. I mean, if it was any other part of my body, I'd be freaked out.
Yeah.
But I've had about 50 or 60 Facebook friend requests from people.
Right.
Who've just searched me, and it's just bizarre. But no, to be honest, I think it's quite funny. It's a good conversation starter.
It certainly is. And you know what, Alice? After this chat on Radio 1, you're going to get a great rating.
Well, what can I say? I mean, already since I wrote about it, 7 more people have voted, so I really am making it.
I reckon we can try and get your rating up by the end of the show today, if everyone gets involved.
I would really appreciate that, because no one wants to be told they've got okay feet.
2 things to do today. Give some money to Greg James on his Gregathlon, and also... Get Alice's feet rating up. Just a couple of things to do if you're at work today.
I would really appreciate that, thanks.
No worries, don't even mention it.
Do you know what's mad is I think news about you being on WikiFeet's getting around because I've just Googled WikiFeet and when you look at the news results, it comes up with you already. A student with webbed toes is on WikiFeet.
I've found my calling in life.
Yeah, so, well, hang on. It seems to me there's a couple of news websites that are talking about you right now. You're famous for your feet.
I really am. I mean, I always knew there was fame within me, but I never knew it would be my web toes.
But I bet they haven't got an exclusive interview with you like we have.
No, exactly. See, I'm old enough to get interviews with.
Yeah, we've got the exclusive there, Chris.
Yeah.
The others may write about them. They haven't spoken to Alice, though, have they? Huh?
Exactly.
Can you make sure you don't do any other interviews, please?
That's fine. I won't do any interviews, don't worry. That's absolutely fine.
Well, really good to speak to you, Alice.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking to me.
I feel we've both learned something new about this WikiFeet thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it great when you discover a new website, by the way? You just know like a new go-to website.
Yeah.
Just every now and then when you're bored, you can go check it out.
That's going straight to my favourites.
I'm not sure if it's one to do at work, though. I can't tell yet.
You just have.
But I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to speak to you, Alice.
Thank you.
Love you. And your feet. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills. 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Whoa, I think there's a lot of traffic coming WikiFeet's way right now. We did say it a lot, didn't we, the website there?
Few people saying it's blocked.
Yeah, you can't... well, some workplaces don't allow you to get on it. It's weird, really, because it's just celebrities' feet. But
some places might view that as sort of extracurricular.
I know what you mean. It could be seen as specialist, but it's not. It's just people like Emma Watson and Adele and our listener Alice's feet there.
It's a celebration.
It is. But it's very busy right now. A lot of people can't get on it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1's Greg Athlon for Sport Relief.
I was listening to this with Grimmy this morning, and as I was driving around, I was thinking, oh, poor Greg.
Mm.
This is one of the hardest things that anyone could do, I think. So Greg is doing 5 triathlons this week, one a day, for sport relief. This is just day one.
Oh, it must be the most daunting thing as well, looking ahead to this week.
Imagine going to bed tonight thinking, I've got to do what I just did again tomorrow. And then sleep, and then repeat again. And again, and then again.
It's a big Monday from him.
Hello, Greg James.
I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Yes. Sorry.
It'll be fine.
I'm stood here in my spandex going, oh my God, you're right. What am I doing here?
I don't want to put a dampener on it because it is day one, but like, is your body not going to naturally want to rest?
Stop it.
Yes, and it already wants to. So I've just finished the cycle, which was around about 45 miles around the outskirts of the city. And I mean, this may be obvious to many people listening, but Belfast is very hilly. And the bits around it, beautiful, not disputing that, but the hills and the wind are just, it was horrific. I'm not going to lie. It was not fun. That was not pleasant. So it started off with the swim. We're by the marina again, because we're about to set off on the 10-mile run. So I'm by the marina where I was swimming this morning, which feels like about 10 years ago. And then the cycle, people might have heard me on Clara's show last. I mean, that was a mess at that pit stop.
I thought you were going to cry.
A bit early for that. It's only Monday. But I've just got to say thanks so much. I just had a look at Twitter whilst being massaged.
Oh, lovely.
I just had a little look at Twitter, and the support and the messages are unbelievable. And also people screen grabbing the donations.
That's great.
When people are texting Greg to 70703, you get a message back and people are screen grabbing that and sending it, which is just brilliant, because it's just, I mean, obviously it proves they're doing it, but it's really nice to see that people are bothering with keeping up with this story. And it is supposed to be hard. And let me tell you, it's harder than I ever thought it would be.
I don't think,
halfway through day one.
I couldn't do this. I actually couldn't do it. I mean, fair play to you. When I was listening this morning, I was like, oh no.
It seems so hard. When you look to the week ahead, being honest, are you nervous?
Yes, I'm incredibly nervous. And I was this morning. I'm a little bit less nervous about the swimming now because I've done one.
Yeah.
But you're right. When you were starting talking about this, and you were talking about, you know, not only is it today, it's tomorrow, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and then I can't even. There's no point me even thinking about Friday, let alone tomorrow morning, because I think the best way to do these sorts of things is just take it as a small bit at a time and just go, right, an hour now, let's do another hour, and I think that's probably the best way of doing it. But the support is brilliant, and it really helps, so thanks to everyone and also everyone back at Radio 1, so thank you. And of course, wonderful Alice.
Yeah, of course, Alice.
Of course,
she's your rock.
Sure. I mean, I've been doing quite a lot of the work.
You must be exhausted.
Yeah, she is exhausted. I mean, you know, handing out those pan au chocolates, it's really tiring. She did hand a wonderful pan au chocolat during the pit stop. That was just like the nicest food I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
That pastry, honestly.
And it's good that you're going to be there during Greg's show, because he's only doing a radio show today at 4 o'clock. In case he does keel over halfway through, you'll be there.
Well, that's how it was described to me, just in case he's an absolute wreck. I'm just the backup, basically. I thought there might be something that would cheer on Greg for the last leg, which is today, which is running. We're going to do next, aren't we? We.
So just, the royal we.
Just to make you feel a bit better. Do you know we've raised over £11,000? You have so far.
Brilliant.
That's brilliant.
That's a great
so
start.
Good. I mean, it's, you know, it's such early days for this thing, and it's day one. So to get that sort of money already is incredible.
Somebody
so,
called Jay on Twitter has been on saying, yes, I've donated twice. Thanks, Greg. Go, Greg. You're a hero. You're almost there for today.
Well, thank you to Jay. Yeah, it is one of those ones that will just get worse as the week goes on, and the attritional nature of it, you know, doing this five times. Oof. And three events five times over is going to be tough on the old body. But I feel okay now. I've got a few little sort of twinges in the legs and stuff, but that's normal.
Normal. You know when you go to the gym and you've overdone it, and then you wake up the next day and you've got that kind of pain. Imagine that, but times like 100, and that's what Greg is going to have later this week.
Yeah, again, not to worry you.
Well, cheers, guys. All that pep talk that I've been doing is really being erased by the second.
Sorry.
Yes, Sarah's texting. You're getting so much support, Greg. Greg James is doing a fantastic thing for charity. Makes you proud to be British with people like him. I've pledged. It's a pleasure.
Well, that's really nice. That's it. And it's just, you know, these sorts of things are to wave a flag for what we're raising the money for. And I went, as I said, I went out to Jordan a couple of weeks ago and saw some of the people that this money will get to and yeah. what it will do to them. And really, it's just people like you and me who are out there stuck in this really awful conflict in Syria. They've had to, millions of people had to flee their homes, and it's people, it could easily be us. And that's the thing that really struck me and has really spurred me on for this whole challenge, because
Greg,
it could so easily be me or you or our families.
Greg, and, we're going to have to, I've been told we have to make you run now.
Oh my God.
It really? Has to happen now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So this good luck, mate.
The third leg of today's Gregathlon. He's just in a casual 10-mile run now. I don't understand how you're doing this.
No, I don't.
Oh, Greg.
He's now.
Off.
No, you got to go.
Oh, hold the headphones,
love
please.
You. Bye.
All right, see you in an hour and a
bye,
half.
Bye, Greg.
Well, hopefully I'll be on at 4.
Okay.
All right.
He's doing his show as well, let's not forget, every right. day.
Love you, bye, love, bye.
Bonkers.
Oh, he's just off, he's just running away. There he goes.
There he is.
Come
oh, Alice,
anyone?
You really have got the short straw here, haven't you? Not.
It's raining, it's so windy, it's so cold. I mean, at least he gets to run. I've got to stand in it.
Exactly. Listen, we'll
joking, I'm joking.
I know
come
you
on.
Are.
Come on.
We'll come back to you in a minute. I know that Greg is still listening, so we're going to provide him with another one of our motivational playlists in just a minute. And that'll help him. Definitely.
I can almost see Chris Stark's cheeky face.
Yes, he is. He's got a cheeky grin
you
on right now.
Keep going, Alice.
Right,
yeah,
listen,
it's all right. This is really helping with my morale. Thank you.
We'll speak to you in a bit. Thank you, Alice.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
What are you doing, Chris?
Oh, do you want the honest answer or do you want a made-up answer?
Honest,
on
I
it,
think.
Well, honestly, I'm on YouTube.
okay, why?
Well, only... Sometimes if I'm not a mad fan of a song...
Like the last one?
Yeah, and maybe, you know, I've heard it a number of times, obviously, because we work here. I will sometimes just go on YouTube and just look something up that's
great.
On my mind.
All right.
What I was looking at was, you know, the credits of The Hangover, which is one of my favourite films.
The first film?
The first Hangover. I was looking at the credits scene at the end because they've got all these really funny pictures from the movie.
Oh, they show the photos, yeah.
And I'm just a bit obsessed with Mr. Chow again. At the moment. I'm going through a phase. So I just wanted to see pictures... This is so bad. I shouldn't be saying this. But whilst we're there, what a banging song that is on the credits.
What song is it?
The one that goes, you spin my head right round.
Flow Rider.
Flow Rider. What a tune.
What a song, eh?
That, for me, is a forgotten gem. That's something that I haven't heard on Radio 1 for quite a while. Why is it gone?
It's just been tossed from the... From the playlist, it's not been around, what is it, 3 or 4 years old now?
Yeah, but you say that, but often I hear Eminem on Radio 1, like an older Eminem one. It's funny what stays and what goes.
I know.
Someone's tossed what, for me, is one of the best songs from the last 10 years, which is this. I'd just forgotten about it. But why has it been tossed? It's a really good song, Scott. You know the one I mean?
I do, yeah. Right, it's called Right Round by Flow Rider, yeah.
Look, I've got it on my phone here. Right Round, featuring Kesha. This one.
Is Kesha on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Turn that off.
Oh, that's brilliant. Why can't you play that for me right now, whilst it's on my mind?
Because Radio 1 doesn't really work like that.
But why doesn't it? Like,
you can call up Greg James on the 10-minute takeover later if you want. Or the last half hour of the next tape with Nick Grimshaw on a Friday morning. He'll sort you out.
I've tried this before, though. I've tried to get on
can you not
the
get
10
on?
Minute takeover, right? One, I've got to wait to 6 o'clock. And yeah, some tunes are played, but, you know, the chances of me getting through are unlikely, right?
So you're using your position to ask me to play Right Round by Flow Rider.
But as long as I've been here with you, like, there's buttons next to me right here. Right? Mm. I could play a song if I wanted to. There's faders here. I could fade them
that's
up.
That's true.
Press
could,
a button.
You could do that.
You
could,
never let me do it.
You could play Flow Rider right round right now just by reaching over there and pressing it if you really
but
wanted
to. But you wouldn't
to.
Give me that power.
I don't think that's not how it works here.
See, I think that's mad. I honestly think you should just let me play this song once.
It's not what we do. We don't do requests.
I honestly think you should just let me play one song. Just let me play that. It's a good song.
Some
it's
people,
a good song.
People are agreeing with you, you know, on text. And I'm just a couple of people on Twitter saying, you're right, it's an absolute tune.
Well, what's the next song?
That I'm playing?
That you're playing?
Love Yourself, Justin Bieber.
Fine. So we've heard that a few times. Would you mind if I played my song?
What's wrong with you?
I don't...
Do you know how this works?
I'm just a little bit gutted that you do play a lot of songs, right?
Yes.
I'm just asking for a chance to play one. If people don't want it, obviously I won't play it, but it's a good song, look. A little blast on my phone. We could all be enjoying that right now.
Instead of Love Yourself.
I'm just saying, if there's a demand for it, let me play this one song.
I think at times like these, we need the listeners to decide.
Oh, so you're open to the idea?
Well, there's people texting in going, play it, play it. So why don't we get a caller on?
To decide?
Yeah. You decide, is it going to be Justin Bieber, Love Yourself, which is the next song I was going to play, or is it going to be Flo Rida, Right Round, really wants?
Fine, but I'm getting the impression you're preferring Justin Bieber.
I am, yes.
Fine,
that's
so it makes sense.
What we normally play.
It makes sense to get someone impartial.
Okay. So you can call if you want. I'm going to give out the phone number. I haven't done that for a while. 03700 100 100.
Does it work?
Oh. Yeah, you can still call. 03700 100 100. That's our landline, which we hardly ever use.
This is incredible. So I've managed to get this to a phone-in level. Please, let's play this song.
I feel that you're not going to shut up about it otherwise.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so I've just opened the phone lines for the first time since the 80s and got people to call in.
This is so good.
Chris has had a slight meltdown this afternoon. Yes, Lewis, what are you saying?
How you doing, Scott? You all right?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Just on the way back from London, just took my boss to the airport.
Okay, cool. Thank you for helping me out with this. So Chris has a little Paddy, and he's found a song that he wants on YouTube. Millions of people, of course, go on YouTube every day and listen to songs that they want, but for some reason, Chris wants me to play this on Radio 1 as the next song we're going to play today.
I'm just saying, why can't we do these things? You know, I've seen a song that I like. I know you. I've got buttons next to me. I don't understand why I can't have the song I want on Radio 1. Thankfully, loads of people are sticking up for me.
Okay,
this is a tune.
Chris wants to hear on Radio 1 next this track, which is by Flo Rida. Are you aware of this track?
I certainly am, Scott.
You know it, yeah?
Yes.
Well, it's my favourite. It's from the credits of The Hangover. So I've been looking at that on YouTube, just heard that song again, thought, what a banger. It's a forgotten gem. You know the one where there's loads of photos of Mr. Chow when he's out partying.
Listen to his laugh.
It's a ledge film. It deserves to be played on Radio 1. Is this something you can facilitate, Scott?
Okay. Well, listen, it's got to be down to the listeners to decide, hasn't it, really? So, I want this to be played. Includes the best lyrics of the year so far. My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone. Written by Ed Sheeran. Probably the best track on purpose. Actually, no, the second best track on purpose after What Do You Mean? And the song I was going to play next on Radio 1 anyway, which has a playlist, Justin Bieber, Love Yourself.
Come on, heard enough.
Or,
yes,
Chris wants this. Flo Rida featuring Kesha, with Right Round in the film The Hangover.
Yes, from the credits bit of The Hangover. You know, the one with the photos of Mr. Chow, ledge film. It's a forgotten classic, this, Mills.
Okay, Lewis, what are you going for?
Oh, it's got to be Flo Rida, hasn't
yes!
it?
Why?
It's just, you don't hear it all the time on the radio. Justin Bieber's always on, and it's nice to mix it up a bit.
Okay,
there
then.
Here we go, it begins.
What?
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Proudest moment of my life, that.
The station run by some of the biggest people in the music industry, and Chris, Scott's friend, overrules them by playing Flo Rida and Right Round. Oh. It's a dangerous precedent to set, some people are saying.
That's changed my Monday. That's amazing. Mm. I can't even say thank you, because you're not to thank, really.
Look
it's
at the reaction. Look at the reaction
that.
To it, though. What a song, says Tom on the M25. I've just pulled over to a classic Flo. Radio 1 banger. Not heard this in time. It's a gem. David in Wokingham. Forgotten how good this is. Great film too, says Emma in Cheshire. You're also forgetting how good that song is when it's placed in pitch perfect. Oh, I forgot about that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Valentine's Day this Saturday or Sunday, Mills? Can't remember which one.
You don't know which one?
One of them, Sunday. Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. Oof, you try and book a restaurant at the moment. I tried it earlier. Not happening.
Are you doing the Sunday thing or are you doing it Saturday night?
Sunday, because that's the day.
Yeah, but you'd think Saturday night's more of a Valentine's Day appropriate time to go out, right?
No, I prefer to do it on Valentine's Day.
You're doing a big old roast?
Are you?
No, are you?
Oh, no. I tried to book a restaurant. There are no restaurants in the whole of London are having it.
Here's the thing with Valentine's, right? It's really tricky if you're single because everyone is coupled up.
Oh, it must be so annoying. In fact, I remember loads of Valentine's days being single and it's like, oh, get lost.
And it's well rubbish because everyone's going to be talking about it between now and Sunday, was it?
Yeah.
So, anyway, do you remember a while ago I had this business idea to help single people? Let me remind you.
What was this?
Do you remember over Christmas when I almost was like a rent-a-boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I remember.
I offered up my services to a girl who was getting loads of grief over Christmas from her family for not having a boyfriend that she was going to bring to the Christmas table.
Was this the family that they're so used to her not having a boyfriend that what they do now is put an empty chair out at the Christmas dinner table, which I think is a little bit cruel.
Yeah.
For the mystery imaginary boyfriend that she doesn't have.
Well, I think it's that time of year again, really, with Valentine's Day approaching, because obviously your family might be giving you a load of grief if you haven't got a boyfriend for this Valentine's Day. It's another time where it's blatantly pointed out that you're single. And I thought this might be where I can be of use
right
ahead of this weekend.
Someone's just put the clip in for me here, actually. It was a girl called Leanne, wasn't it?
Yes.
And at Christmas, her family are like, oh, you've not got a boyfriend. So with Leanne's permission, Chris called Leanne's mum, making it sound like Leanne had the world's best boyfriend. Let's play this just to remind ourselves.
Hello?
Hello, is Leanne there, please?
This isn't her number.
Oh, sorry, I must have a different number for her. Is that Leanne's mum, Jackie?
Yes.
Hey, you're right, my name's James.
Oh, hello.
Leanne's not about, is she? Oh, in fact, she said she might be around there a little bit later.
I'm working, so I'm not at home.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm sorry to miss it. It's nice to speak to you finally, though.
Great. Yeah, she might be at my... Oh, no, I think she'd have gone to work now.
Yeah, well, I got a little text off her earlier. She's busy at work. She's a lovely girl. I'm her boyfriend.
Oh, OK. I've got to go, because I'm a courier, so I'm...
Oh, sorry.
..in my car.
Yeah, and whilst you're on, actually, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry that I won't be able to make Christmas this year.
OK, well, I've got to go anyway.
And I understand you were going to make a lovely meal.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I really have to go.
Unfortunately, I'm building an orphanage for injured birds in Botswana. No.
See, that one didn't go that well at Christmas.
Well, no, you say that. I think I got the main points across, you know, that I was a very good boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she would have gone away from that and thought, oh, Leanne's seeing a really nice bloke.
Yeah.
And wouldn't give her so much grief over Christmas. It's a nice idea, right?
Everyone's a winner there, really. So now her mum thinks that she's got a boyfriend. It's all good.
She
doesn't get hassle anymore.
Exactly. And I'm just thinking, with Valentine's Day approaching, you see, my mum, when I was single, my mum used to almost pity me. She'd send me a Valentine's card from her. It was blatantly from her.
Of course.
In fact, it was definitely because there was no stamp on the envelope. It clearly had just been left on the doormat.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a nice position to be in, where your parents almost feel sorry for you.
Mm.
So I'm offering a week's free trial this week for anyone that would like me to step in as a kind of rent-a-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Must point out, no rudies,
no,
no stress.
You're not being their actual... No stress.
No.
You're not being their actual boyfriend.
No, because I'm not single.
No.
But I'm happy to step in as a service for anyone who needs it and speak to your mum and dad.
Yeah.
And make out I'm the best brother and sister.
Yeah,
make out I'm the best boyfriend
make
ever.
Make out he's the world's best boyfriend. That's what we should call it, the world's best boyfriend.
All right, so if you feel that could be of use to you,
yeah,
I'm willing to do that as a week's free trial.
Yeah, get in touch. It's only a week's free offer, so get it while it lasts, everybody. If this sounds like something you might be interested in, you know how to get in touch with the show. Text 81199 or email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice Levine is waiting for Greg James to finish the first of five Gregathlons. It's like a triathlon, but with Greg James in the title for Sport Relief. Hi, Alice.
Hi. It is like a triathlon, but it's actually longer and harder.
It's longer than a triathlon.
Yeah, it's more. It's more like a half Ironman. It's so full
on. Oh, my word. I don't understand who's going to do this, mentally and physically.
Well, you mentioned it earlier, I think. Like, keeping him okay mentally and really up and keeping his morale up is such a big part of it. And people have been amazing at that. And everybody that's been texting 70703 and donating £3 to Sport Relief, it's like he keeps checking at every pit stop. He's checking that because he said, actually, it's quite lonely because he's obviously on his own apart from he's got a trainer there just to be helping him out, keep pace and everything. But he is just on his own.
Yeah. So Greg is seeing your messages all the time. So every time you donate and to Sport Relief, screenshot it and send it to @BBCR1 because he's checking those Twitter messages all the time. And I'm telling you, he's done a massive swim and a bike ride and now a 10-mile run today. So he was going to really need those messages of support when he comes over the finish line, which we're hoping is going to be soon. Hey, I could have done with your help. I was in America last week.
Clang.
And any cafe or restaurant you go into, I don't understand the choices they give you.
What do you mean?
It's like, do you want the fried pakuta with the blah 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 bruschetta? It's like, I don't know what you're all about.
I'll just have a side of frika and some quinoa, please.
Everywhere you go, do you want the pepper jack with the scallions? I don't know what you're talking about. Do you know what all
it's
this means?
It's not called a capsicum, okay?
I don't understand it.
It's called a red pepper.
Oh, do you want the potato with the fried balulu?
You see, Levine knows because she's a foodie.
It's really odd. Anyway, let's play Real or No Real. That's what we're here for. We're waiting for Greg James on the finish line for his first Gregathlon. Meantime, let's play the game. Is this real or not, everybody?
There is a website that collates pictures of celebrities' wrists.
Okay.
Mm. That's very niche. Isn't it?
And all wrists look the same, do they not?
I don't know.
What, one big gallery?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you could say the same about feet. We discussed this earlier. One of our listeners has found that basically their feet have been uploaded to a website called WikiFeet, which is a celebrity foot website.
Hmm. Who knew that would ever be a thing? But it is. So it's called WikiFeet.
Mm.
But I think the mention of WikiFeet has made Alice drop off the line.
Has she gone?
She sadly doesn't seem to be there.
Sorry, did you say the Real or No Real was about wrists or ankles?
It's about wrists. Celebrity wrists. It's a website that they've just set up. Or is it?
You see, I'm leaning towards there actually being a website for this because I think the internet is now at a place where there is a website for absolutely everything.
Yeah. There's not much that hasn't been done, right?
And also, if there's a demand for WikiFeet, then I would assume that there's a demand for WikiWrists if it exists. What do you reckon, Scott?
Well, I do think so. I'm now playing the game because Alice has gone. Here's the thing. This is why I think she may have dropped off. I don't think it's a technical issue, but I think that she knows that her feet are on WikiFeet.
Yeah, well, we weren't sure whether we should say something.
We've just seen it.
But yes,
and maybe she knows that we're about to talk about that, and that's why she just decided to bin us.
In November last year, someone did upload pictures of Alice Levine's feet to WikiFeet.
Now, I've never seen them until now.
So I've never noticed before.
No.
Yes, so that might have been the reason she's now gone.
Hello?
Hiya, I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
You're on the phone now. So it was a technical issue, not the fact that we've just said that your feet are on a website called WikiFeet.
It was just a technical hitch. I wasn't offended.
Okay, did you know about this?
So all I know is that often when you put in, I don't know, a girl's name, like I remember doing it with Fern Cotton, not me personally, I remember somebody doing it, and the first thing that comes up is like Fern Cotton feet.
Yeah. Now, this is a special celebrity website called WikiFeet.
It just celebrates celebrity feet.
Mine are awful. Mine won't be on there.
They are on there.
4 out of 5 stars, brackets, nice feet.
Nice feet, it says.
Are you sure they're mine? How
yes.
do you know?
Yeah,
they
definitely.
Are. I've seen them before. I haven't.
Is it because they're so pale?
Yes.
But do we think there's one about wrists? I'm going to go real.
Alice?
I'm going to say people are niche, like Chris said. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No, the feet one does exist. The wrist one, not as yet, but you know that now someone will invent it. And next.
Super Bowl halftime headliners Coldplay were not paid for their performance.
What? I thought they got all the money.
You'd think so.
They probably already got all the money, so they don't need it.
Yeah, but like, that's 100... No. Yeah, it's 160 million people watched that. Did you see the performance, Alice?
I didn't see it.
Oh, Beyonce is great. Bruno Mars is great. And Chris Martin's just trying to join in every now and again.
Did you feel it was he was slightly out of place in amongst the other two? I suppose the other two are such good dancers.
Well, they were giving it proper full-on American sass, and he was like, hello, guys, can I join in now and again?
But hang on, you're not suggesting then he hasn't been paid because people weren't happy with his performance, are you? Because that wouldn't have been the case.
No, I mean, he's amazing. However, I did, you know how I like to watch TV when I go to America? I did see, they were interviewing some of the Broncos, the players, and they were saying to them, hey, you've got Coldplay at halftime, how do you feel about that? And most of them didn't know who that was.
Really?
Yeah, which I found really surprising. But Coldplay...
Isn't it a bit of a tradition, though, that like one of them isn't as involved as the others? Because when Beyonce did it with Kelly and Michelle, like it was all about Beyonce, yeah, and the other two got left behind a bit. So yeah, maybe there always has to be one.
Just felt a bit sorry for Chris Martin there, occasionally poking his head in to have a go. Mm. So Coldplay didn't get paid for their Super Bowl performance. Chris, what do you think?
I think no real.
I just feel like if everybody gave a pound, that's $160 million.
Yeah.
Slash pounds, like I said. So,
but it's great promo.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me tell you, your album will go through the roof after you do Super Bowl, surely.
But surely it does that anyway.
Yeah, but more, I think, once you've done a performance on TV like that. So what are you saying?
But you always try and dissuade me against the right answer, so I'm going to say no real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh. So, an NFL spokesperson explained that they don't pay the artists, but they do cover production and your expenses. Like, they'll probably get a meal, which is nice. And finally,
a couple in Australia named their daughter Lenezra. 2 years later, the husband revealed to his wife that the name was his favourite football team spelt backwards.
Oh, lads.
Oh, Arsenal. Okay, Arsenal. Brilliant. I love that took 2 years to come out.
Yeah.
But then why would you agree to that name if you didn't know what it meant? It's a bit of a strange name, isn't it?
Hey, I tell you what, let's call it Lenezra. That sounds like a really beautiful name.
I think it's actually gorgeous.
I think it's lush. Lenezra, it sounds kind of Australian as well, doesn't it?
I should call my child Droftor then.
What?
Oh, Droftor.
Watford.
It's like Watford. It sounds like something off Lord of Rings.
What a lad thing to do, though. He is literally Vladimir Putin, isn't he?
My grandma wanted me to be called Barbara, but she just came out and said it.
But what's that backwards for?
Barbara.
Barbara. Oh, I don't know. I think
Barbara, actually.
Droftor is a great name, actually. I'm trying to work out other football teams, but actually, I can't. It's too much work. Do I think this is... I don't think someone would get away with this for 2 years, so I'm going to go no real on this.
Surely
one.
The wife would notice.
Yeah.
I'd be livid if I was the wife.
Yeah. Like, you'd feel stupid.
You'd feel so taken in, like a trouser too wide.
Yeah. So, real or no real, Alice Levine.
I'm going to say, actually, because like you say, it does kind of sound Australian, I'm going to say that it's so real.
So real, Chris?
I think this is no real.
That one is real.
Oh, she was called Lenezra as well. His wife, Claire, had thought that he chose the name because it was unique and romantic. At the end of that round of real or no real.
Very low scoring. I got nothing and Alice got 10.
Oh, well. Let's brush that aside. Any sign of Greg on the finish line yet?
Well, I'm on the finish line. I'm squeezing past the finish line, in fact. He is... Breaking news, it says on Simon's phone, Greg is going to be 10 minutes or so.
Oh, the show starts at 4.
That's okay, we can carry on, I think.
That's why I'm here, to press play.
Wow, this is dramatic. So Greg is literally running as we speak. He's not going to be back in time for his show, though, no?
Well, this is the fear. I think he will make it. So if he's got... I think he will be back just bang on 4, ready for the show.
See, this is what I was saying, right? He's already, if you think about it, he must be knackered. He was up at like 5:30 this morning, did a huge swim in freezing cold waters, then a mammoth cycle, and now he's doing a run, which is 10 miles, and he was expecting to finish about 20-4. He's still going, but it's hardly surprising, and it's only day one. Mm. This is really, really hard, like the toughest challenge you could pretty much do. So,
and actually, earlier on, just to say, I probably shouldn't say this, but after the first leg of the cycling, which was his second activity of the day, and he finds the cycling really, really difficult, because he's actually really fit, isn't he? He does a lot of running and things, yeah, and he's done big, big events like that before, like Great North Run and things like that.
But yeah, but this is nothing, really, that's nothing compared to this, yeah.
Honestly, and after that first leg, he looked really sad. So, and he was like, it was just so hard, they started and immediately there was a massive hill, and I think he felt pretty low, but he...
started that run with a big grin on his face, and that is what's so great about him.
Yeah, absolutely.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We'll be following Greg's challenge all this week on our show, and if you're in the UK and you want to get behind him, head to the Radio 1 website for all the details.